born to rock and roll?
Yeah, in many ways. Yeah, I think so. I do believe in fate to a certain extent, although I'm sure you help it along yourself. But yeah, I mean, once I heard, I heard Elvis, and first of all, Bill Haley. When I heard the rhythm of that, that kind of beat in the background, and also once I heard Elvis properly, listened to his first album, that was it. I wanted to do the same thing, exactly.
And I suppose, along with millions of others, but not everybody, fortunate enough to get the sort of breaks that you got.
No, well, you've got to be lucky. I mean, you've got to, geographically, I was in the right position. I was in London. And, I mean, if you'd have been in, name it anywhere, almost else other than London, and it would have been more difficult. And, I was in the right place, the right time. There was a load of talent around in those days. But I was just, I was very fortunate to get through.
And, of course, the Wild family dynasty was born, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah, it's become quite a large thing at the moment because I've got Kim, obviously, has had a lot of chart success. I've got Roxanne, who works for Kylie Minogue as a backing vocalist. I've got another granddaughter that sings. I've got another granddaughter plays piano. Another grandson who plays a mean guitar. And so it goes on.
So it's all in the genes, isn't it?
It must be, yeah.
What do you remember of what you were hearing on the radio when you were, 14, 15?
Well, the first song I heard was The Heartbreak Hotel. And be honest with you, because they deliberately put it in a load of echo on that first major hit that he had in America and in Great Britain. I couldn't really recognize what kind of tone he had or what kind of real style. I could understand the style, but I couldn't make him out. Couldn't be sure. And in the meantime, along came Gene Vincent, and that record sounded pretty good. But Elvis, once I heard the album, it was the very first album just called Elvis. And once I heard that, that was it. That was it, because there were so many tracks on it. And you really could understand why he was such a big sensation.
I suppose the obvious trap you could have fallen into, and you probably did initially, was that you were just another Elvis sound-alike. How soon was it before Marty Wilde became his own man and his own sound?
Probably about 10 years ago, I think. Oh, dear, no. I mean, we all were. I mean, I was well into... I mean, of course, you do copy, you copy your idols. I mean, Cliff, I think, was well inspired by Elvis, and he's honest enough to say, like I am. Billy Fury, we all were. I mean, we all thought he was the king, no question about that.
But we all know you as an individual, and that's testament to how you've carved your own sort of identity out of it. Do you remember what was going through your mind at Charlton Secondary School back at the age of 15 then?
Probably girls knowing me. No, it was probably... when I was 15, well, I had a little skiffle group, and I used to really, all the time, it was music. And I was always tapping away, whistling and singing in the back of the class. And I was constantly getting told off by the teachers. They'd say, concentrate. But I was away with the fair. I had Elvis on my mind, or in those days, Lonnie Donegan, those days were great.
Or even George Formby, maybe, because you were playing the ukulele, weren't you?
Yeah, I did. That was the very first instrument I ever played. You're well researched. I was a little Keech ukulele, wonderful little thing, and because it's easy to move on from, because it's the same tuning almost, and some of the chords are very similar to a guitar, so lovely little instrument. All the schools should have one.
Can you remember that moment, looking back, that really gave you that first break?
I think seeing my name in print in a record, one of the record papers, that Endless Sleep had just come into the charts. And I knew then that I was gonna. I stood a chance of doing much better things. It was the most sensational time. They were the best times any teenager ever could have had, for many, many, many reasons, which I won't go into now. But we did. We had the best. Yeah, the music, the songs, that whole thing. I'm not knocking today's music. I love today's music. In fact, I was listening to your program then. You played the Elton John and Gary Barlow record, which I think is going to be a monster hit, and I love that. But in those, we had songs that really, really lasted. I mean, they're still playing them now on these gold stations. And it was an exciting time. We didn't have so much information. Too much information now. Too much news. Too much, people think, oh, my God. Because we never got all that. You get a bit of news on TV, but nothing like you get now. So I think we had the best times.